You're on Afternoons. My name's Rochelle. We're speaking to Ajahn Cocker, who is from Deakin University. They've done a study into salt, how salt is labelled, how much salt we're actually eating in our diets, and just how confusing it can be. Ajahn, it's got so confusing to the point now, if you turn over and if you're like me, you're one of the people that stands in the aisle trying to read the ingredients, yeah, which are often A, hard to find, and B, in really small print. And then on top of it, things like sugar and salt aren't necessarily listed as sugar and salt anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they aren't at all, Rochelle, on Australian food products. And so that's where I think some of that confusion arises. When you flip over a food product and look at the nutrition information panel, you see the word sodium, which is then a cause of confusion for most consumers.
And is all salt bad? So if I have some of those fancy little salt flakes, you know, maybe they're pink in colour or the ones that cost you an absolute bomb, but it's all you can afford from certain providors, but you bring it home. If I add a little bit of that to my poached eggs of a morning or to some roast potatoes, is that okay?
So there's two things I want to mention. So one is looking at, you know, Himalayan salt and other pink salts. And so gourmet salts are pretty much exactly the same as regular table salt, which I think is a very common misconception.
I've been duped. People.
Yeah, so although they cost a lot, they, in terms of what's in them, exactly the same.
Get out!
Absolutely.
Right, that's it. I'm buying in bulk for
regular,
a dollar.
Yeah, that's correct.
No more paying $7.95 for a box of salt.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely.
Oh, my mum always said to me I had a sucker sign stuck on my head, and she's absolutely right.